the tax system, and education, poll taken October 6th through 10th. George Bush today gave a carefully choreographed pep talk to U.S. soldiers in Iraq. He spoke with 10 soldiers in Tikrit via video conference from the White House ahead of the weekend vote on the new Iraqi constitution. Bush told American soldiers to be ready for more violence, but tried to assure them the U.S., he said, will settle for nothing less than total victory. The troops had been told ahead of time that Bush would ask about three topics: overall security, preparations for Saturday's vote, and progress in training Iraqis to fight. Security being stepped up across Iraq 2 days before the vote on the Constitution, and overnight curfews taking effect, all part of the effort to prevent disruptions of this weekend's referendum. And Iraq's borders will be closed, all travel among provinces to be stopped. Government schools and offices have also been closed ahead of the Saturday vote. Thousands of detainees who have not been put on trial yet are being allowed to vote early. No word on whether Saddam Hussein was among those allowed to vote. Premeditated murder will likely be among the charges when Saddam Hussein does go on trial, which is supposed to be next week. The former dictator and seven other defendants to be tried in the 1982 killing of 140 Shiites in a village north of Baghdad. 6 days now since the devastating earthquake hit Pakistan. Each day, relief officials say the news is getting worse. Snow is now falling in parts of Kashmir, further complicating the relief efforts. Another aid group saying its workers tried to reach remote mountainous areas, but they had to get out of the truck and walk in one area because of the bad roads and the traffic jams. Things are not going well in Pakistan. This is Air America Radio News.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, telling you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Thank you. This is Allison. Let's take our places, please. All right, here we go. It's an honor to be speaking with the members of the 42nd Infantry.
Oh, my God. I'm no genius, right? I'm just an average guy from Toledo, Ohio, who wound up in radio. Smarter than some, a hell of a lot stupider than others. But I'll tell you what, if you were listening to me this morning, filling in for Springer, you heard me say, oh, he's getting ready to have his press conference, not his press conference, his little chat with the soldiers. Damn, this looks very staged, doesn't it? Not only did you hear me say that, but you heard a bit of Bush's live teleconference with the troops in Tikrit. We played a little bit of it. And since that aired, we now know that it was 100% scripted. Once again, this rotten little bastard in the White House, and let me just get this clear to the affiliates who carry this program. If my language is too tough for you, I don't know what to tell you. This is a rotten bastard in the White House. This man will abuse United States soldiers anytime he feels like it in order to use as a backdrop for his little photo ops. I don't care if it's landing on the deck of a aircraft carrier or having these 10 men and 9 American men, 1 American woman, 1 Iraqi man sit there like a bunch of dunces this morning and do a scripted back and forth with this twit in D.C. Now, if my language is too strong for the affiliates to carry this program, well, then you can do like they did in Sacramento. Drop the program! This is enough. This is an outrage. And I can't sit there calm and collected like Keith Olbermann and show you bits of tape. I am so pissed off tonight, I can't even stand it. The audacity of this Bush machine to again and again and again insult what little bit of intelligence the American public has left and to use soldiers. Ah, you filthy pigs. They use the soldiers over and over and over again. I am just beside myself tonight. I don't know if I'm going to be responsible for the language I use tonight. If I get out of control, let me just tell you something right now. If I get too far out of control, the people in New York are going to X out this program tonight and run a best of. Okay? I am furious. I am redlining tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly don't. Now, like I said, since the Springer program and Bush's teleconference this morning, everybody knows what happened. Because Department of Defense official Allison Barber was shown on various news programs rehearsing the Q&A minutes before Bush's actual live appearance. Now, we have the audio of the rehearsal thanks to NPR, and we'll play that for you. Then we're going to play a little game. See how closely Bush, the little piglet, the little cowardly bastard, see how closely he and the troops actually followed the rehearsal. Now, the men and the woman in uniform had no choice, none whatsoever. Get out there and play nice with the president, or your ass will be sent to a combat zone that's really out in the open. They had no choice. Bush, this filthy excuse of a president, stands there leaning up against his little podium, talking to these people, embarrassing them, humiliating them, degrading them. So we'll see how closely Bush and the troops actually followed the rehearsed script. We'll play bits of the actual teleconference interspersed with clips from the rehearsal. And we also have some reaction from this bloated, pale-faced Scott McClellan today, who, when he came out for the press briefing after all this happened, stood there and lied to the press corps, until he finally realized the jig was up, that this stuff was all over media today. Now, I'm going to ask the folks in New York to be especially vigilant tonight because I'm just white hot. I am so angry about what this man did once again to the military and what he does on an ongoing basis to my country. My good friend Mark Perkel, Mark Perkel, your good friend, you can't even pronounce. I'm just pissed off. I'm seeing red here. I'm seeing spots floating in front of my eyes, okay? Mark Perkel wrote this. There's an old saying, the most important thing in politics is sincerity. And once you learn how to fake that, you have it made. Mark writes, today President Bush demonstrated that principle with a fake teleconference where Bush pretended to do an unscripted interview with troops in Iraq. However, they forgot that the cameras were on while the troops were being coached as to what would be asked and what to say. A fake interview to sell a fake war to an American audience who wants to believe that they aren't being suckered into sacrificing the lives of their sons and daughters and mothers and fathers for no reason at all. I believe, Mark writes, that when someone has to lie, that they are admitting that the truth is something other than what they're trying to get you to believe. Now, we're going to have to jump around the commercials here because of the nature of this program. We have breaks about every 6, 7, 8 minutes. So hang with me. Now, Bush is, we don't have time for this first segment. Do we? Can we do this first three-minute segment, Kathy? All right. Bush's staff ran through his opening remarks and some questions without the commander-in-chief being present about 30 minutes prior to the so-called teleconference. Apparently no one noticed the feed was going and the tape was running as Allison Barber, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Internal Communication, rehearsed the impromptu teleconference. Now listen to this rehearsal. At the beginning here, Allison pretends to be Bush as she runs through the totally scripted Q&A. Clearly, the troops had the questions before them and had decided who would answer which question. You'll be able to tell that as they run through the sequence of microphone passes. My favorite part here is where Allison said Bush was looking forward to having a conversation with them, as if this was an actual conversation and not a little teleplay.
Okay, folks, this is Allison. Let's take our places, please. All right, here we go. It's an honor to be speaking with the members of the 42nd Infantry Division and Task Force Liberty, who are stationed in Tikrit to provide security for Saturday's constitutional elections.
Oh.
The president will continue to speak, and then he'll go into his questions. I'm interested in...
Good morning, Mr. President. Oh, sorry. I thought you... Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm interested in how your pre-election operations are going. Can you give me a quick update on what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks?
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is Captain Brent Kennedy from Maple Valley, Washington, here in Tikrit. To my right is Iraqi Sergeant Major Akil from the 5th Iraqi Army Division. We are working in northern Iraq right now with an operation, what we call Operation Saratoga. It's a surge of operations to prepare for the referendum. We are currently securing 1,250 polling sites throughout northern Iraq.
Good. I just wanted to make sure that that cord doesn't get hooked up on anybody's knee or, more importantly, neck. Okay, so let's just walk through this. Captain Kennedy, you answer the first question, and you hand the mic to whom?
I'll go to Captain Smith.
Right. Captain Smith, you take the mic, and you hand it to whom?
Captain Kennedy.
That's right. And then Captain Kennedy... If the question comes up about partnering, how often do we train with the Iraqi military? Who does he go to?
That's going to go to Captain Pratt.
Ditto.
Good.
I'll send it back soon.
And then if we're going to talk a little bit about the folks in Tikrit and the hometown and how they're handling the political process, who are we going to give that to?
That's going to go to Captain Williams.
And I'm going to give it back to Captain Kennedy.
And then in the last 10 months, what kind of progress have we seen?
To Master Sergeant Lombardo.
And I'll speak, and then I'll hand it off to Lieutenant Murphy.
So
then I'll speak, ma'am, and hand it back to Captain Kennedy.
You have the microphone, and he follows up with a question to you. You just, no matter who has it, Captain Pratt, if you have the microphone and the president hears something and he wants more information, you just keep that microphone and talk to the president.
Okay.
All right, but if he gives us a question that's not something that we've scripted, Captain Kennedy, you're going to have that mic, and that's your chance to impress us all. All right, well, you know what, you guys, this is an important time. The president's looking forward to having just a conversation with you. Let's have a good time today. You look great. You're doing a fabulous job.
You bitch.
I'm going to ask somebody to grab those two water bottles against the wall and move those out of the camera shot for me.
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so I'm going to go silent here. We're going to keep things quiet on our end. You'll get a two-minute warning. And then you're going to have a fabulous chance to talk to the commander-in-chief.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do a break. We'll come back, and we'll start this. This is just astonishing.
It's a sin you're going to want to jump right in. You can always depend on propaganda. Life is so complex, so confusing. Everyone's just trying to make ends meet. You can brush.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
It's about 23 past the hour. All right, we gave the setup there. Allison Barber rehearsing these soldiers, rehearsing them. So, how closely was the script followed? Let's give it a listen. The first part of the audio that you'll hear is Allison Barber and Lieutenant Kennedy in rehearsal, with Allison pretending to be Bush asking the question and Kennedy giving his scripted answer, sort of like what we just heard. Then we'll play the actual Bush-Kennedy exchange from the impromptu teleconference.
I'm interested in how your pre-election operations are going. Can you give me a quick update on what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks?
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is Captain Brent Kennedy from Maple Valley, Washington, here in Tikrit. To my right is Iraqi Sergeant Major Akil from the 5th Iraqi Army Division. We are working in northern Iraq right now with an operation, what we call Operation Saratoga. It's a surge of operations to prepare for the referendum.
Now, let me ask you some questions, Captain, if you don't mind. One of the questions I have is about the pre-election operations, about what you've been doing and what's your strategy and how do you think it's going for to make sure that people have a chance to vote. By the way, you're in Tikrit, as I understand it, as well. It's kind of an interesting place to be. It's Saddam's old stomping grounds.
Good morning, Mr. President. From Tikrit, I'm Captain Brent Kennedy. To my right is Sergeant Major Akil from the 5th Iraqi Army Division. We're working together here with the Iraqis and Task Force Liberty for the upcoming referendum. We're surging in an operation called Operation Saratoga that includes the securing of over 1,250 polling sites. We're working right alongside with the Iraqis as they lead the way in securing these sites.
This is one of the most disgusting, vile, filthy uses of the United States military I think I've ever come across, because these soldiers, no, they haven't been asked to commit an atrocity. We're not watching an atrocity being committed against an indigenous population someplace. What we are listening to here, and what we watched if we saw it on television today, is the absolute misuse of United States troops for a moment of pure, filthy, lying propaganda. Now, what the hell constitutes an impeachable offense anymore? This drug-addled drunk who is destroying the country now always feels it is his right to abuse the United States military. Let's take the next one. All right, we'll have it here for you in a second.
And so, the vote's in less than 48 hours, or about 48 hours, I guess. And so, are you confident? I mean, how do you feel like the operations are going?
Captain Kennedy, you answer the first question, and you hand the mic to whom?
I'll go to Captain Smith. Mr. President, I'm going to field that question to Captain Smith.
Yeah. I didn't want to give you. I didn't want to throw you.
Morning,
Mr. President.
I'm Captain Dave Smith from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm representing the 3rd Brigade Combat Team here in headquartered in Bakuba.
Right.
I work directly with the Iraqi Army. I'm responsible for coordinating all of their security responses in our area of operations. Sir, our Iraqi partners have been conducting battalion and brigade size operations since April. They have been planning and coordinating with other Iraqi security forces, such as the Iraqi police and local government agencies, preparing for this referendum. So we as coalition forces, we have taken a supporting role only as they prepare to execute this referendum.
Oh, my God. All right, you see what's going on here. Bush asks a question, and the soldier starts to answer, and then what we're doing is interjecting right at that moment what this bitch Allison, this Department of Defense whore, instructed these soldiers to say today. Yes, she's a bitch! I wish I could think of a worse word. Because she, like George W. Bush, had no problem this morning absolutely abusing the United States military. Damn you people!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader, Bush, has promised a veto from the start, but it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. The feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
One more murder in this town.
26 before the hour, we are going over what Bush did today. Once again, he unzipped his fly and urinated all over the flag, the American flag, the United States military, and 11 troops who were forced to sit and play a little game with George Bush this morning. And everybody know, if you're alive, you know what I'm talking about. It's been all over. So let's go right back to our dissection of what this bastard did today. Now, remember, what you hear is the president and the beginning of the president. Listen to me. You hear Bush and the beginning of an answer, and then we interject with what this Allison bitch rehearsed everybody to say. So, and then back to the soldier and this fake president.
How are they doing? I mean, give us an assessment. One of the things, Captain, that people in America want to know is, one, do the Iraqis want to fight, and are they capable of fighting? And maybe somebody can give us an appraisal.
Mr. President.
If the question comes up about partnering, how often do we train with the Iraqi military? Who does he go to?
That's going to go to Captain Pratt.
Mr. President, I'm going to field that question to Captain Pratt.
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is Captain Stephen Pratt from Pocatello, Idaho.
serving with the 116th Brigade Combat Team. It was impressive to me to see the cooperation and the communication that took place among the Iraqi forces. Along with the coalitions backing them, we'll have a very successful and effective referendum vote.
So what do you suppose these troops were promised? A ticket out of this hell that George Bush has created? You suppose? Here's some more.
You know, a lot of Americans are wondering whether or not people appreciate your presence, or whether or not the people just to be part of the democratic process. Can you give us a sense for the reception of the people there in Tikrit toward coalition forces as well as the Iraqi units that they encounter?
And then if we're going to talk a little bit about the folks in Tikrit in the hometown and how they're handling the political process, who are we going to give that to?
That's going to go to Captain Williams.
Mr. President, I'm going to field this question to Captain Williams.
Mr. President, I'm Captain David Williams. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
My
in
God.
North Central Iraq, voter registration is up 17%. That's 400,000 new voters in North Central Iraq and 100,000 new voters in the Al-Saladin province. Sir, I was with my Iraqi counterpart in Tikrit, the city of Tikrit, last week, and he was going around talking to the locals. And from what he told me, that the locals told him, the Iraqi people are ready and eager to vote in this referendum.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To take these young soldiers in the first place and send them into this cesspool that George Bush and his filthy Nazis have created is one thing. But to force these soldiers to do this, this son of a bitch in the White House has about as much honor as Hitler's dog. This is astonishing. And if you watched it this morning, like I tried to while I was doing the Springer show, I had the monitor on in here. Bush doesn't even care what the answers are because he knows what they are. They've been scripted. And this useless bastard stands there leaning against the podium with his jaw twitching and his body demanding another line of Coke, another drink, another hit of whatever the hell he's taken. And these soldiers have to sit there and give these scripted answers. Here's some more.
Let me ask you about the progress. Most of you have been there for nearly a year, as I understand it. And is it possible to give us a sense, a kind of a calibration of what life was like when you first got there and what it's like today?
And then in the last 10 months, what kind of progress have we seen?
To Master Sergeant Lombardo. Mr. President, Master Sergeant Lombardo will answer this question.
Good morning, Mr. President. I'm Master Sergeant Corinne Lombardo with the Headquarters 42nd Infantry Division and Task Force Liberty from Scotia, New York. First, I'd like to say that this is a pleasure to speak with you again. We had the honor of your visit to New York City on November 11th in 2001 when you recognized our Rainbow Soldiers for their recovery and rescue efforts at Ground Zero.
Were you there?
We began our fight against terrorism in the wake of 9/11, and we're proud to continue it here in North Central New York, North Central Iraq.
I asked you something. Were you there when I came to New York?
Yes, I was, Mr. President.
Yeah, I thought you looked familiar.
Now, you see what happened? When the rat bastard who pretends to be president threw her off the script, when she's saying, we had the honor of your visit, blah, 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 when you recognized Rainbow Soldiers for the recovery and rescue efforts at Ground Zero, and Bush goes off script. Were you there? And Sergeant Lombardo tries desperately to get back on script because she knows this rat bastard was not supposed to ask her a spontaneous question. To the extent she's thrown off her script where she says, we're proud to continue it here in North Central New York. Let me ask you something, honey. Were you there when I came to New York? Yes, Mr. President, I was. I thought you looked familiar. Now, first a clip from the rehearsal. You hear Sergeant Lombardo saying how she'll speak, and we'll hand the mic to Lieutenant Murphy. Now, we just heard Lombardo, so if they're following the script, Murphy should be next.
And I'll speak, and then I will hand it off to Lieutenant Murphy.
I'm First Lieutenant Greg Murphy from the 278th Regimental Combat Team from the Volunteer State of Tennessee. So we're prepared to do whatever it takes to make this thing a success. But the important thing here is that the Iraqi army and the Iraqi security forces, they're ready and they're committed. They're going to make this thing happen. Sir, from all of us here at Task Force Liberty here in Tikrit, we want to express our gratitude to you for spending a little time with us this morning. And thank you, sir, for hearing our assessment of the current situation here in Tikrit, Iraq.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, if this hasn't got your stomach churning, wait till you hear this Iraqi soldier they have coming up right now.
Sergeant Akil, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your service. You got something to say, Akil?
Let's have a good time today. You look great. You're doing a fabulous job. You're going to have a fabulous chance to talk to the Commander-in-Chief.
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you for anything, sir. Thank you very much for anything.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, please don't kill my family. Please don't torture me, Mr. President. I have wife and children. Please don't torture me. Please don't kill my family. Well, I appreciate that, boy. Hey there, Sergeant Akil. You got something to say? Can you play that one again? Just play this again. Now, right in the middle of this is where Allison, the bitch from the Department of Defense, sticks her fat-ass voice back in here again. Listen up.
Sergeant Akil, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your service. You got something to say, Akil?
Let's have a good time today.
Let's have a good time.
You're doing a fabulous job. You're going to have a fabulous chance to talk to the Commander-in-Chief.
Commander-in-Chief.
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you for anything.
Don't kill me.
Thank you very much.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Don't kill me, please. Don't kill my family. I appreciate it. Hey, y'all got any Coke over there? Yeah. Bush's closing remarks.
Wish I could be there to see you face to face to thank you personally. Probably a little early for me to go to Tikrit, but one of these days, perhaps the situation will be such that I'll be able to get back to Iraq. I repeat what I said earlier. Please give your loved ones my deepest respect. And you got to know the American people are standing strong with you.
Oh, Jesus.
We're proud of you. May God bless you all in your work. When you get back to the States, you know, and if I'm hanging around, come by and say hello.
Of course, you might be in prison by then, you filthy pig. When you get back to the States, you know, if I'm hanging around, come by and say hello. Just don't bring that Cindy Sheehan with you. You know, I murdered her son. I'm gonna see if some of you that talk to me today are murdered, too. You in the second row. What's your name, Williams? Your ass is probably going to get blown up in one of them car bombs. That's too bad, isn't it? Huh? Isn't that too bad? Tell me it's too bad. Go ahead. Isn't that on your cue card where I say that's too bad? Aren't you supposed to say something, boy? Huh? What's this? I wish I could be there to see you face to face. It's probably a little early for me to go to Tikrit. What, no Thanksgiving turkey this year, Bush? But I thought it was all safe there now. Mission accomplished. 80 battalions of Iraqi soldiers spreading love and joy and peace in Iraq, right? Huh? Hey, boy, you in that second row. What's your name? Lieutenant Williams? Guess what, Lieutenant Williams? Your ass is probably going to be dead before the day's over. But I'm safe back here with the drugs and the alcohol. I bet that really pissed you off, doesn't it? Huh, boy?
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Well, I'm a long-tall Texan. Yes, I'm a long-tall Texan.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Curry supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
How many deaths ago was that, you little cross-dressing freak? Not that there's anything wrong with cross-dressing. All right, now let's move immediately, or drag, not cross, I mean drag. Well, in Bush's case, it's cross-dressing. Let's go to Simple Scotty's briefing today right away. First reporter says, Scott, why did the administration feel it was necessary to coach the soldiers that the president talked to this morning?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're suggesting.
Well, they discussed the questions ahead of time, and it was told exactly what the president would ask.
and they were coached in terms of who would answer what question and how they would pass them.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you suggesting that what our troops were saying was not sincere, or that what they said was not their own thoughts?
Not at all. I'm just asking why it was necessary to coach them.
Well, in terms of the event earlier today, the event was set up to highlight an important milestone in Iraq's history. And this is a satellite feed, as you are aware, and there are always technological challenges involved when you're talking with troops on a satellite feed like this.
You filthy son of a bitch. You. Now, how can anybody attend one of these White House briefings ever again? And listen to this pig stand up there with his lies. Listen to this. Another reporter asked, but we asked you specifically this morning if there would be any screening of questions or if they were being told in any way what they should say and do. And you indicated no. I also asked this morning, Scott, were they being told what to say or what to do? And you said no.
I'm not aware of any such activities that were being undertaken. And you saw earlier today the president was trying to engage in a back and forth with the troops. And I think it was very powerful what Lieutenant Murphy was saying at the end of that conversation when he was talking about what was going on in January, how the American troops and coalition forces were in the lead when it came to providing security for the upcoming election, an election where more than 8 million Iraqis showed up and voted.
Ah, great success. Shut up. Nice try. Nice try to change the conversation, Scotty, but we all know Murphy's little comment was scripted, too. We just heard his name as Allison Barber went through her little rehearsal for Bush's latest performance. You pig. You're not a duck. Quack, quack. You're a pig. Oink, oink. You're a filthy, nasty pig, McClellan. Terry Moran, ABC's Terry Moran, steps up and says, you said that the choreography of this was because of a technological challenge involved in the satellite feed? What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying that you have delays and things like that when you have a satellite feed, and so obviously there's going to be some coordination going on when you're setting up an event like this.
Oh, you are.
I think you're missing the broader point of what this event was about. And what this event was about was to highlight an important milestone in the history of Iraq. That is the upcoming referendum.
Oh, quack,
the Iraqi people
are going
to be able to freely express themselves this
freely,
weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, once again. They cast their vote for the Constitution
that was drafted by
their elected leadership. And that was the point.
That was the point
of the event. Yes, because we all believe in freedom and justice in Iraqi this and that and the other thing. Oh, my God. Pay no attention to the little fat-ass man behind the curtain. It doesn't mean anything. Watch my lips. Watch my lips. Another reporter says, so you're saying this was not a staged conversation for PR purposes? We all saw the event. So without getting into what the president said and what the troops said, can you just talk specifically to the choreography? Did the soldiers know what questions they would be asked?
Well, my understanding is that someone from the Department of Defense was talking to him ahead of time, but I don't know. I was with the president, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you might want to talk to the Department of Defense. Like I said, they're kind of the point person in terms of coordinating this with our troops, and we appreciate all that they do to help coordinate an event like this.
Yeah.
But I think what the American people heard was some very important information from our men and women in uniform.
Yeah, reading answers scripted by one of Rummy's lackeys or by Rove or maybe Karen Hughes. No, Karen Hughes, that's right. Couldn't be Karen Hughes. She's over there telling veiled, burqa-wearing women that they ought to get off their asses and put on some makeup. Oh, Jesus God! Well, we didn't get dumped, Kathy. We got through the first hour of the program tonight, and our colleagues in New York didn't feel cause to pull the plug. I guess that's because I didn't get into the F word. I can't handle this. I mean, I can handle it, just like you can. But on the other hand, I can't handle it. Right, Truth Seeker? I can't. But I can, but I can't. You know what I'm talking about. All right. I don't know. You know, we were thinking about doing it again second hour for the new audience that comes here, but I don't know that I can do that a second hour. Kathy, I just don't think so. I think that's it for the program tonight. I mean the Bush thing. When we come back from this break, we're going to take some of your phone calls, find out what's on your mind. And I want to keep the topic on this. If you want to talk about something else, another time. When we come back and take your phone calls, I want it strictly to be on what this son of a bitch did today, okay? And how he once again raised his leg and urinated all over the United States military. I'm talking about Bush. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's a few days old, but I'm still pondering a troubling quote from former Republican Senator Dan Coats. He's the White House point man for the Harriet Myers nomination. And when he was defending Myers, he told CNN, "If being a great intellectual powerhouse is a qualification to be a member of the court and represent the American people and to interpret the Constitution, then I think we have a court so skewed on the intellectual side that we may not be getting representation of America as a whole." Coates was saying the Supreme Court already has a disproportionate amount of intellectuals on it. So obviously, it's affirmative action time for a non-intellectual. Listen, during the 2000 campaign, Bush said he wasn't much for reading books. As president, he said he didn't read newspapers. But to argue that the court needs someone without much book learning brings Bush's anti-intellectualism to a new and stupid low. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now, you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, expanding the delay investigation. The Texas prosecutor wants to know about phone calls to and from Congressman Tom DeLay's home. DeLay is charged with money laundering and conspiracy in a campaign finance case. Now the Texas prosecutor has subpoenaed incoming and outgoing calls from DeLay's home, as well as for two numbers for his daughter. The subpoenas list telephone numbers, but not whom they belong to. They ask for information about the calls, voicemail service at the numbers, and long-distance calls made from or charged to the phone number. DeLay's attorney calls the subpoena, quote, no big deal. DeLay, of course, forced to step down as House Republican leader after he was indicted. Also today, a conservative group running a TV ad likening the Democratic District Attorney, Ronnie Earle, who's prosecuting DeLay, to a vicious dog. Ronnie Earle brought charges last month accusing DeLay of illegally funneling corporate contributions to Republican candidates. The Free Enterprise Fund, based in Washington, started running the ads in heavy rotation today on Austin, Texas TV stations and on Fox News Network. The ad says, in part, a prosecutor with a political agenda can be vicious, while showing pictures of a snarling dog barking on screen. Earl's office would not comment on the ads, but denies the investigation is politically motivated. Meanwhile, the private group Common Cause urged the House Ethics Committee to expand its investigation into the trip that Tom DeLay made to England and Scotland to determine if that amounted to a gift in exchange for legislative favors. Common Cause also said the committee should examine whether that trip in the year 2000, which included golfing in Scotland, violated House rules because it was primarily recreational. DeLay has denied that the $70,000 trip was improperly paid for by Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. House ethics rules, of course, prohibit members or their aides from accepting trips from registered lobbyists. The Justice Department is investigating Jack Abramoff on separate federal corruption and fraud charges. In Iraq, an overnight curfew now in effect. Security forces hoping to start to cut back on rebel attacks ahead of the Saturday referendum on a new constitution. The streets of many cities were already mostly quiet as the nation started a four-day holiday ahead of the vote. With more violence expected in Iraq leading up to the referendum, George Bush gave a pep talk to the U.S. troops, a highly choreographed pep talk. He spoke to the group via video conference from the White House. The State Department says things are going very well as Iraqis get set to go to the polls on Saturday. Spokesman Adam Arely says the agreement among political factions provides a sign that democracy, dialogue, and compromise are working, and he dismissed claims attacks leading up to the vote are increasing. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now.
800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Question comes up about partnering. How often do we train with the Iraqi military? Who does he go to?
That's going to go to Captain Pratt.
Mr. President, I'm going to field that question to Captain Pratt.
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is Captain Stephen Pratt.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. These are young soldiers. These are young soldiers who are in a situation where a certain number of them are going to die. They're going to be blown to pieces. They're going to have limbs blown off, eyes blown out, hands blown off. And you listen to those young voices, right? You can hear that, couldn't you? And these kids, and they are kids. Come on, they're kids. I don't care what the rank is, they're kids. Trying to do the right thing, even where it concerns helping this son of a bitch in the White House come across like a real leader, which he never will be if he lives to be 1,000. And you hear that sound, that tonal quality in these soldiers' voices. These are young soldiers. These are kids. Trying their damnedest to believe that their mission is to bring democracy to Iraq. And to see this abomination, this George W. Bush standing there with that filthy, drug-addled smirk on his face, using these kids. Damn you. It's just an outrage. I cannot think. Even Dick Nixon, in his darkest, drunkest hour, never, ever sank to this filthy level. George W. Bush, every time he comes around these young men, these young women, he drags them down to his level. These are soldiers, for Christ's sake. These are American citizens. These are kids who thought that they were doing something decent and honorable. And George Bush stands there and uses them and sends them out to kill and die. He is a pig. This is the worst president this country has had in its entire history. And he stands there. Let me tell you something. He's got 3 years to go. Anybody want to get some money down on when he's going to lose it completely? When it's going to become clear, very clear, that he's back on the booze, back on the drugs? In my opinion, he is now. But they're keeping it hidden, aren't they? I hope that this nation and our system of self-governance can recover when these neo-Nazis are finally removed from office. That's assuming that they are removed, legally and peacefully, of course, in due course. All right, I would like to do some phone calls now. So let's, and remember, this is the topic I want to focus on tonight, okay? At least for this segment. Okay, let's start with Alice, who is called in from Minneapolis. Alice, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
You got to quit insulting pigs. You really got to quit insulting pigs.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just than. I know. I know. I understand.
I know. This is the most embarrassing moment in American history that I can recall, and I'm older than sin. I'm that genteel Episcopalian grandma you quote once in a while.
Oh, hi.
Hello. And I am thinking, as I observe this, that we're all damned nuts. And anything that you could say using curse words tonight could not be any worse than what took place today. This is such an embarrassment and such a disgusting situation.
I hear you, Alice. It's just that my mother and my grandmother did teach me, and I've fallen way, way by the wayside here. They taught me not to use curse words. They really did. And I do apologize. I apologize in my head every night because I know that I get carried away. But this is so vile. I don't know what else to do. I've got to clean up the language. But you're right. There's nothing I could say that would even come close to the crimes that this man has committed against our system, our military, our country, our beliefs. It's just an outrage.
It's as if we've all gone nuts and we're watching this thing and there's nothing you can do to stop this carnage. What is it that the average person can do besides listen to you and then go out and do something?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I've said many times on this program, I have no solutions. I'm not the answer man. I don't present myself like some of these talk show hosts do on the right, that they have the answers. This is what you do. I have no idea. I'm as lost as the next real American. I'm as lost as the average Democrat, liberal, progressive, freedom-loving, America-loving citizen. I don't know what to do. Our country has been taken over by a cabal of absolute thugs. And I don't know what to do. I can't get on this program or any program, Alice, none of us can, and advocate a violent overthrow of the government. We can't do that. If we do that, we're going to go to prison. There's limits to free speech. You can't do that. I don't know what to do. I always try to say legally and peacefully these people need to be removed from office. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm hoping we can still do it. I wish I had answers. Not for anybody other than myself. You know, when I get off the air at night, on the drive home, when I wake up in the morning, you know, and I think about this, what the hell are we supposed to do? I have no idea. I don't know. So I spend a lot of time with my wife and my year-old kid and some of my grandchildren, and I think to myself, this is where my focus has got to be. It's got to be on my kids. It's got to be on my grandchildren. It's got to be on my little baby daughter, and it's got to be on my wife. This is where my focus has to be. I can't do anything. I can't affect change. Here in Georgia, our votes don't count anymore because they're handled by Diebold. I don't know what to do, Alice. I don't.
Well, I hope you just keep talking and
that's the only thing we can do is just keep on talking. You and me and you and her and him and me and them and they. And you understand what I'm saying? That's all we can do is just keep talking.
And ultimately, I hope we all wake up from this crazy dream. But my thought is, what the heck can he do next? Because it seems like every time you say it can't get any worse.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. Oh, my God. All right. Well, go ahead, Alice. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, please keep talking. Please keep Kathy's voice on the air. That's got to be one of the best radio voices I've ever heard on a female because most female voices sound like chalk on a blackboard. And hers is great. So let her talk, and I don't know what else to do because I'm sure God killed a hell of a lot of kittens tonight.
I hear that. Oh, I hear that. Alice, always good to hear from you. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Kurt is calling from South Carolina. He's our what bureau chief? Kurt, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Mike. I'm Boston bureau chief.
Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm traveling for my job. I got to come down here to the South and show them what a full set of teeth looks like every once in a while.
Boy, you got that right.
You are so right on today. I tell you, I was amazed at NBC. Did you catch the NBC Nightly News tonight?
I did not. I was watching Bob Schieffer try not to lose it completely. On CBS.
Well, Andrea Mitchell, of all people, did an entire story on this photo op here with the troops and exposed the whole thing.
Did she?
Andrea Mitchell, of all people.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It makes me think maybe we've reached a turning point here, but how many times have I told myself that the last 5 years? But I don't know. I think he's about done.
Why? What happens? We got 3 more years of this thug.
If we can get Democrats in there, I don't know. The I word comes up, but at least we can have commissions and make sure that the Republicans go the way of the Whig Party eventually.
I hope so. That would be ideal situation, the less than ideal situation. Republicans be banished to the minority party, which they should be, and then let them purge their party, and we'll see them maybe next century.
Absolutely, Mike. Hey, thanks for what you do, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for tuning in. Kurt, have a good trip. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Saying, thank you, son.
His disrespect for the troops is beyond belief.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Can you tell the distance? Look out black. Stretch to the point of no turning back. Fly to fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone.
22 past the hour. Laura writes in, Mike, I would love to see the entire White House press corps just quietly get up and walk out of the press conference next time he pulls his crap. They should all stand up at the same time and walk the hell out of there. The jackass is wasting their time. He's lying to them, and he's lying to the American people. That would make one hell of a statement, don't you think? Yeah, I do, Laura. As a matter of fact, I think I suggested that, I don't know, at some point here in the past a couple of months. But you're right. It would make a very effective moment. I don't know why they don't do it. In theory, these reporters are not there to get these what amounts to press releases. In theory, what they're there for is to ask questions that can't be asked of a legitimate president or a legitimate cabinet member or a legitimate member of a legitimate government in the United States. The Bush crime family is none of that. But in the real world, the press secretary is there to answer the questions, to spin the answers, Democrat or Republican. That's part of their job. That's part of their job. Spinning is one thing. Lying is something else again. Completely fabricating answers is what this pig does. I think Laura's right. Just get up and walk out. Why doesn't Terry Moran and John King and Helen Thomas and the rest of these folks, you know, we all know who they are. We all know why they're there. Why don't they just get up and walk out just one time? What's going to happen? Are these toy networks, these corrupted networks, going to fire everybody? Okay. Rocco is calling from New Paltz, New York. I hope I'm saying that right. Is it New Paltz, Rocco?
Yeah, you got that right, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome to the program.
You know, I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly about the reporters. But maybe not only the reporters should do it. Maybe we all should do it for one day and listen to that thing on November 2nd, is it?
theworldcantwait.org.
Yeah, that might be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Everybody go on strike for one day. Hell, they can't fire everybody.
That's true.
Shut them right up.
Yeah, that brings up a question. Let me ask you something. I just want your opinion, okay?
Sure.
On the way into work tonight, Kathy and I were talking about that November 2nd, stay home, don't go to school. What do you think we should do on this radio program? Do you think we should not show up? I'm serious. No,
it would make a statement, wouldn't it? If we could shut down the country for one day, nothing go on, what would it do?
Well, I know, but I just wonder what listeners to this program have heard me talk about this. theworldcantwait.org and what they're advocating. People stay home from work, people stay home from school just one day to express outrage. And I'm thinking, if Kathy and I come in here to work on November 2nd, are we not being hypocritical? We're telling other people to do something and we're not doing it? Or do I justify our coming into work by saying, well, if we don't show up, they'll just put on a best of Malloy. I can get the day off. They're not gonna fire me. All I have to do is say, look, I want to take the day off. But they'll put on a best of Malloy, so it'll be the same thing. So what do we do? What, your opinion, seriously, what do you think we ought to do?
You're in like a catch-22 there, if you ask me. I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, if it was my job to inform the people of what's going on like this, I would continue doing it if that was my job.
So you'd come in?
Well, I might come in, you know. I might come in. Depends on how big of a thing that was going on locally, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I live in Atlanta.
Right.
You know, when you live in Atlanta, Georgia, there are a lot of good, solid Democrat, liberal, progressives, lefties in Atlanta. But, you know, you can put them all in a large room, probably.
I know what you mean. It's the same thing up here around New York. You know, the woman who said she was in North Central New York?
The soldier, yeah.
Yeah, the soldier. Scotia is in the capital district near Albany.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know how New York's faced like a sideways T almost.
Right, right.
New York City on the bottom. Well, you know, Albany.
And that's very that's very conservative in
well,
that area.
It's down below it, and right, you know, down below there,
yeah.
It's quite conservative. Dutchess County. Which is right across the Hudson River from me, is the birthplace of Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
FDR, right?
All right, all right. Well, I got it. I got it all, and I got to leave it right there. Rocco, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, pal. Have a nice evening, okay? Okay, thanks, Rocco. Take care. More of your phone calls as soon as we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
At home saying, what could I do? Remember the unity starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity Furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
Twenty-six before the hour. It's back to your phone calls here in just a second. I guess you all know that behind all the kicking and screaming about Bush's further misuse of the United States military today is the story that Negroponte, the torture expert, the Central American murderer, and Porter Goss, these two directors of our intelligence community, have named today a new branch. They've come up with something new. It's called the National Clandestine Services. Have you heard about this? What is CNN saying about it? It is so secret that they're not even going to name, they're not going to tell you who the head of the new National Clandestine Service is. His name is secret. Bush approved the plan. Negroponte said in a news release, Negroponte, no, I can't say it. Negroponte said the National Clandestine Service. Don't you like that? National Clandestine Service will serve as the national authority for the integration, coordination, deconfliction, and evaluation of human intelligence operations across the entire intelligence community. The National Clandestine Service. These people have got to be taken out of office. They must. They must be removed from office. They are turning the United States into a full-blown police state. Do you have any doubts about that? Huh? Do you have any doubts at all? J.E. emailed me and he said, note that we used to have a secret service. And that's a name used throughout the world in old days, some new days, for activities that are secret. Clandestine, on the other hand, in all its definitions, has connotations and undertones of criminality, shadiness, and wrongdoing that the word secret doesn't have. Interesting choice of names, rather in our face, wouldn't you think? We'll try to talk about this a little bit later in the program tonight or tomorrow. John Negroponte, a murderous killer if everyone existed. This is the guy who helped organize the death squads in Central America that wiped out 250,000 people during the dark years of the Reagan administration. These people are all killers. There's no point going through it again, right? We've gone through it so many times. Negroponte is a beast. He's an absolute snarling, bloodthirsty beast. There's not enough death available to this bastard to satisfy him. Porter Goss, I don't know what his deal is. You know, I thought he was some chump ass congressman from Florida. Oh, I know. He used to work in the CIA. He must have gotten a taste of the blood too. Negroponte, if you just look at him, he looks like Chertoff. These people are bloodthirsty demons. But Negroponte, this guy is just unbelievable. What does his name mean? Black Bridge? Negroponte? Is that right? Black Bridge? Interesting. You damn vampire. So now they have something called the National Clandestine Service. How many people are going to die as a result of that one? Negroponte is one of the few people, and when I say few, Elliot Abrams is another one. But there are several people at the highest level of the United States government, thank God they're not that many, who are just filled with bloodlust. These people are murderers, they're killers, I don't know what other words to use. I would not be surprised to find out that they have secret torture chambers where some of the people being scooped up on foreign so-called battlefields are brought to a special chamber where Negroponte can strip down to his jock strap and go in with his instruments of torture and have fun. That's how sick these people are. Elliot Abrams, this psychopath, I can just see him. He wouldn't even waste time with the jock strap. Just let's get naked and torture people. These are sick, sick individuals. You don't think so? Check out the torture rooms in the United States built air base in Honduras. The torture rooms the Negroponte oversaw. Was he prancing around his jock strap? How the hell do I know? I don't care. But that's the kind of image I conjure up with this demon. And now he's come up with something called the National Clandestine Service? Oh, that's good. That's good, John. That's good, you evil, evil man. That's really good. National Clandestine Service. Time to bring out the jock strap, right? Can you imagine this? Is this beyond imagine? No, it's not. This is within the realm of not just possibility, but probability when you're dealing with some of these people in the Bush crime family, like Negroponte. When you're dealing with people who have a reputation and a history of flat-out organized murder, tens of thousands of people butchered, not soldiers, civilians, peasants, isn't that a cute word, villagers, Indians, Central American Indians, people who got in the way. In the way of what? In the way of the American corporations. They want the oil, or the banana plants, or the land, or the seaport, or whatever the hell it is. And they bring in a filthy degenerate like John Negroponte. And he organizes death squads. I can't drive within 100 miles of Columbus, Georgia, where the so-called School of the Americas has been squatting like some kind of a cancer on this country for the past 50 years. I can't go near that place. I've gone down there a couple times for demonstrations, and every time I go down, I feel like the gates of hell. I've come to a hell gate, and it's right there. It's right there. Fort Benning, Georgia. Columbus, Georgia. Where they bring these demons up from Central America and teach them how to go back and torture and murder and kill and intimidate their own populations. And who is in it up to his bulging, thyroid-infected eyeballs? John Negroponte. Bloodlust. Murder. National Clandestine Service. God. They are turning the United States of America into a police state that Stalin would have envied. Back to your phone calls. Jerry's calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very, thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, but, you know, these people, let's call them for what they are. They're not neoconservatives. They're neo-fascists. But getting on to this issue of what Bush did with the troops today, I mean, for this stupid little puppet of Karl Rove in the White House, for him to try to use our nation's soldiers for his own political propaganda purposes, I mean, and let me ask rhetorically, is there anything or anybody Bush will not seek to exploit? I mean, there's such a climate of exploitation in this White House. First, we have one of the worst terrorist attacks on American soil, of course, needless to say, on September 11th,
right.
2001.
Right.
And then we have Bush trying to opportunistically, and in fact, he not just tried, but he succeeded in trying to exploit this infamous event, which, you know, a lot of people suspect he played a part in it through negligence or in some way or another. He tries to use that, and he succeeds in using that infamous event of 9-1-1 to both rob us out of our civil liberties, and also he tries to play on that fear to try to scare us into a war in Iraq. You remember, before the war started, he tried to suggest, can you imagine what would have happened if the terrorists had their hands, mm-hmm. the 911 hijackers had their hands on weapons of mass destruction? He played that angle up. So then once we're there in Iraq, once he lies us into this war in Iraq, then what does Bush do? He has these horrific atrocities such as torture and other war crimes being committed in all of our names, and yet he tells us to stay the course. We're supposed to stay the course there. For what? In order to try to justify all the unjustified and unnecessary and immoral death and destruction he's already caused there? What sense does that make?
Right.
None at all.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, and then last week, and just to show what a climate of exploitation we have from the Bush administration, then look what we had last week. We had Bush having the nerve, audacity, and dare I say chutzpah, to once again try to falsely link Iraq and terrorism together in that speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then while that speech is going on, he knowingly leaks false information on a terrorist threat. He deliberately leaks that to a Republican New York City mayor running for re-election. And we're all supposed to think that isn't political, and he's not trying to kill two birds with one stone, help himself politically and also help this New York City mayor get reelected using the issue of terrorism.
I know. Jerry, it just doesn't stop. I hear you, pal. Yeah. I got a break. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Susan in Oregon emails in, Mike, call a spade a spade. The clandestine service, it's the secret police. Yeah, we finally have that in this country, don't we? We finally have it, secret police, in the United States of America.
Today,
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. I've been asked to mention this this Saturday and Sunday in New York City. This is for our New York listeners, and if you live in that area. David Ray Griffin, the Christian theologian who speaks out against the conventional story on what happened on September 11, 2001. David Ray Griffin, some of you are very familiar with him. You know what he says. You know what he's about. He's going to be in New York City. He's given two seminars or speeches or whatever. The suggested donation is $5, all right? Now, very quickly, on Saturday, October 15th, it's at the Anthology Film Archives. That's at 32 2nd Avenue, corner of 2nd Street. 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street. It's easy to remember. 2nd Avenue, 2nd Street, on the corner. Anthology Film Archives, David Ray Griffin. The next day, Sunday, he'll be at St. Mark's Church. That's easy to remember, too. 2nd Avenue and 10th Street. All right? Saturday, 1 p.m. The doors open at 12:30. That's Saturday coming. Day after tomorrow. Doors open at 12:30. The gig starts at 1. David Ray Griffin, if you haven't heard this guy speak, and, you know, we talked about the 911 thing when Kathy and I were in New York. We just spent one night talking about it. Didn't even scrape the surface. Go hear this guy, all right? Saturday, doors open at 12:30. The gig starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Corner of 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street, the Anthology Film Archives. All right? Write this down. Don't email me and ask me for it. I can't do it. Okay? Just write it down or remember it. 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street, New York City. That's on Saturday. Doors open at 12:30. On Sunday, next day, it starts at 6:30 p.m. The doors open at 6. And that's at St. Mark's Church, 2nd Avenue and 10th Street. All right? Now, it's sponsored by New York, NY 911 Truth, WBAI, the Pacifica affiliate in New York, and the Muslim Christian Jewish Alliance. And I'm sure you can get information at their website. What is their website? 911truth.org? I'm not sure. You can figure it out. You can figure it out. I'm just passing this on. If we were there, we'd go. We'd go, Kathy, because I haven't heard David Ray Griffin speak yet in person. I've heard some of his recorded stuff. But anyway, one more time, Saturday coming, 1 p.m., doors open at 12:30. Go to the corner 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street, the Anthology Film Archives. And then the next day, Sunday, October 16th, starts at 6:30 in the afternoon, doors open at 6, St. Mark's Church, 2nd Avenue and 10th Street. And the suggested donation is $5, which means don't pay anything or drop a 20 in. You know, it's up to you. It's up to you. All right? All right? You got it? Everybody got it? I wish we were going to be there for this. But we're not. All right, back to the phone calls. John is calling from Brexhill, Ohio. Is it Brexhill or Drexel?
Brexhill.
With a B or a D?
B.
Like boy.
Yeah, being boy, our mayor was actually the head of Ohio Republican.
Oh, God. All right. Brexhill, yeah. Ohio. Hi, John.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I just want to know what your opinion is on the how many major media outlets are going to pick this up that Bush blatantly lied tonight, blatantly set this up, and what will be the spin on this of every president does this.
Well, the only place you're going to hear that is from the pig man or his parrot, the pig boy. That's Limbaugh or Hannity. And the media have picked up on this. They're going crazy with this. The media have been treated like street whores by the Bush administration for the past 5 years. And the media were happy to go along with it because they were well paid to be the Bush administration's street whores. And all of a sudden, they're getting a little bit tired of it. And it's been instance after instance. I think the response to Katrina, that's what it took to wake some of these brain-dead reporters up. Well, they woke up. And now, all of a sudden, they're looking at each other and going, you know, we're getting screwed every time we show up for a White House briefing. So after what happened today, every single one of the networks carried it, ABC, CBS, and NBC. CNN went nuts on it. MSNBC went off on it. Even Fox News, that nest of little rabid neo-Nazi thugs, even Fox News explained to its knuckle-dragging listeners that the whole thing is scripted. So one thing it would be fun to do is tomorrow check the New York Times, Washington Post, Cleveland Plain Dealer, see what they have to say, right?
Yeah, you know, they're gonna say, though, that it was like the Washington Post, New York Times, all that. That's liberal. Obviously, the Plain Dealer is totally Republican, but we'll know. But I appreciate you. Keep going.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it, John. I didn't know. Brexel. I haven't heard of Brexel, Ohio. I don't know where that is. And I'm from Ohio.
Now, I just wanted to say that I think it's sort of stunning. I just read a little news report that Scott McClellan, apparently, he was answering questions today unaware at how much media coverage it was getting and how unaware of the fact, frankly, that the Barber video was actually out there. So I think that's very telling.
Yeah, well, that's why I think he somebody signaled him. You had the sound at the beginning of his press conference today. He was acting like, oh, hey, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean scripted? What are you talking about?
Yeah, first he was denying everything.
Right.
And then he was trying to spin it and say, oh, no, well, you know, listen to the message. And then he was saying, oh, it's the Defense Department's fault.
Right. And I think it's because, you know, that little group of bobbleheads that sit over to the side of the room that he has eye contact with, that let him know, you know, that raised eyebrow or a flared nostril to let him know, oh, be careful, Scott. I think they got word to him, yo, Scott, jig is up. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows. The entire press corps knows what happens. And, anybody who pays attention to the news in the United States, they know what happened, too. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be
me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The rain isn't letting up in the drenched Northeast. At least 7 people have died from the flooding in New Hampshire. People in communities throughout New England should prepare to leave if nearby rivers overflow. New York City is under a flood watch as it deals with its 7th consecutive day of rain. Forecasters believe there should be a break in the weather in the next few days. The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator has described the situation in quake-stricken Pakistan as desperate. Reporter Nathan King says Jan Edgeland was clearly shocked by what he saw.
In the small villages, especially in the area of Pakistan-run Kashmir, refugees are still pouring out of mountain areas. Tens of thousands are thought to have arrived in various cities that have not been affected as much as the small Adlong villages.
Edgeland, on a visit to the Kashmir region, warned the time was running out for the survivors of the disaster. The earthquake is believed to have killed around 35,000 people in Pakistan and India. President Bush has sought to rally troops in Iraq ahead of Saturday's vote on a new constitution. The president, in a carefully choreographed video phone exchange with soldiers in Tikrit, braced them for an expected surge in violence. Priscilla Huff reports from Washington.
How are they doing? I mean, give us an assessment. One of the things, Captain, that people in America want to know is, one, do the Iraqis want to fight, and are they capable of fighting?
And U.S. soldiers answered via video link-up from Tikrit, Iraq, including Captain Stephen Pratt.
It was impressive to me to see the cooperation and the communication that took place among the Iraqi forces. Along with the coalitions backing them, we'll have a very successful and effective referendum vote.
The video conference was clearly closely choreographed, but as Bush's job approval ratings remain below 40%, according to the latest public opinion surveys, it's clear what Americans want to see is a resolution to the situation in Iraq. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
The trial of Saddam Hussein is scheduled to get underway next week amid heightened security across Iraq. The former dictator will appear to face charges just days after citizens decide whether to endorse the country's new constitution. The courtroom proceedings are set to be televised. Owen Fay reports.
Barring last-minute delays, Saddam Hussein's trial will begin October 19th. The former dictator will face charges of genocide in what is set to be the first of several cases brought against him. It has not yet been decided if he will face the death penalty should he be found guilty.
It's getting easier on the wallet to fill up the gas tank in the USA. The latest Metro Source price of the pump survey shows average gasoline prices nationwide have dropped 9 cents during the past week. Regular gas sells for an average of $2.83 a gallon, while premium sells for $3.03 a gallon on average. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I honestly think it's starting to happen. All the carefully thought out propaganda is starting to explode in these bastards' faces. Now, that's not to say that they all of a sudden have been rendered impotent or harmless. They have set up the secret police. They are destroying freedom in this country and freedom in Iraq and freedom wherever they touch anything. They are evil bastards. But their use of a cooperative, lay on its back, spread its legs media seems to possibly be ending. The propaganda is starting to backfire on them. Last week, they were called on the carpet for Bush's ridiculous and repetitive Iraq policy speech. Remember that? Then there was the New York subway terror alert! And the media speculation that it might have been staged to divert attention from Robe and Cheney and DeLay and the Frist criminal investigations. You and I have been talking about that for the better part of 3 years. I'm glad to see that somebody who I really respect, Keith Olbermann at MSNBC, finally jumped on board that train the other night when he had 10 very obvious instances where the Bush crime family over the past 3 years, 4 years, have used terror alerts to divert attention from focus on their criminal activities. And I'm not trying to be a smartass here. Olbermann works for MSNBC. He trust me on this. He walks a thin line. And again, if you have any doubts about that, two words, Phil Donahue. But here at Air America, we've been talking about this for how long now, since this network has been on the air. And in my little world, back at when I worked for IE America, before I joined Air America, we talked about this. These sons of bitches will do anything. It's the whole thing that Hermann Göring laid out. Before he committed suicide during the Nuremberg trials. If you want to control a population, invent an external threat. The booger man is coming. The booger man is coming. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The terrorists are coming. The terrorists are coming. Grendel is out in the woods. You understand what I'm saying? Then today they're good news in Iraq, telecrap backfired. When the rehearsal became the news story. In the meantime, this poor, hapless, raccoon-eyed Myers woman is being reviled by the left and the right. And Rove's call about her to Dobson and other evangelicals, word of that got out. If it weren't for the fact that we live in a charnel house run by madmen, this might be fun. It's not fun. It's horrifying. But if you're looking for a glimmer of hope, maybe it is the, quote, media, close quote, in this country, has finally had its ass handed to it enough times. It's finally had enough Bush crime family lies jammed down its throat that it's just a little teensy bit of rebellion. You think? Now, as far as November 2nd, a lot of you have responded. You know, I asked the question, what do you think we ought to do? What do you think Kathy and I ought to do? We can very easily get the day off. And the consensus so far, about 95%, is now go to work. All right, so we'll go to work. One of our emailers said, you know, it's not a takeoff day. It's not a stay-at-home day. Well, duh, I understand that. We had, what was that woman's name, Kathy, that we had on from the worldcan'twait.org? I'm drawing a blank on her name, too. Sansara. This is not a, you know, when you think about Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, that should be a day when white folk and black folk, it should be the one day out of the year, since we can't seem to get it together on other days here, where black folk and white folk sit down, have a cup of coffee across the table from each other in little groups of one, I'm sorry, little groups of two or three or four, and talk about race. Talk about poverty. Talk about war. Talk about how whites and blacks can move the country. But we don't do that. What do we do on Martin Luther King Day? We take the day off. The garbage isn't picked up. The mail isn't delivered. Some of these cheesy-ass furniture stores have a Martin Luther King Day sale! So, you know, what do we do on Labor Day? Eh? Nothing. So as far as November 2nd is concerned, and if you have some questions about the group that's organizing this, theworldcan'twait.org, you make your own decision. You know, a couple of people say, well, you know, they're communists. I don't give a damn if they're rat catchers. As long as somebody organizes something against this regime. So what are you supposed to do on November 2nd? What they are suggesting is you don't go to school, you don't go to work, you take to the streets. You don't have to go to D.C. or New York or San Francisco or Houston or Atlanta or Minneapolis. You just get a couple of your friends and go to your local courthouse. Get some signs and stand on a street corner. I don't know. It's up to you. You know, don't ask me. Just do it. Just whatever it is, do it. Ronnie in North Carolina says, Mike, on November 2nd, for the world can't wait, Air America needs to stay on the air but have no commercials. That would be a good statement to make, and yet shows you and the station stand for the cause. No commercials? Yeah, if I were running the network, I'd probably do that. And then the next day, all the bills would come due, and we'd crash and burn. So I don't think that Air America Radio Network is going to not run commercials on a certain day, whether it's November 2nd or Jesus' birthday. That's just not the way it works. You know, we live in a commercial capitalist society. I'm not saying your idea is bad. I think it's a good idea, but it's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. Howard emailed in, Mike, my wife found in her purse a dollar bill on which someone had scrawled the words impeach Bush on both sides. I was surprised at first, but then I began thinking, what if we all did that on every piece of paper currency that we touch? Won't others see them and do the same on their money? Now, please understand, to the Secret Service who's monitoring this program every night, I'm not advocating defacing United States money, okay? Kiss my ass, all of you Secret Service thugs. The DIA that listens to this program. I don't give a damn what you think or what you do. I'm reading an email, and I'll read it again. My wife found in her purse a dollar bill on which someone had scrawled the words impeach Bush on both sides. I was surprised at first, then began thinking, what if we all did that on every piece of paper currency that we touch? Won't others see them and do the same on their money? In a few short weeks, there could be tens of millions of bills in circulation with the words impeach Bush emblazoned across them. Just a thought. Thanks, Howard. That's a good thought. I like that thought. You got a buck, Kathy?
I might have a dollar or two stuck somewhere.
Okay. Mike, I have a question for the legal jocks listening. We know the standard political methods for removing a president. One, you can defeat him. I may need to stretch this just a minute here, Kathy. One, you can defeat him at the next election, or two, you can impeach him, or three, the Congress can vote that he is mentally or physically incapable of carrying out his duties. Well, number one isn't working because his cronies steal the elections. Number two isn't working because his cronies are in control of Congress. Number three was valid from the outset, but again isn't working because his cronies are in control of Congress. But these methods all assume a legally, constitutionally, and validly elected president of the United States. Bush is not a valid president. He is a crime boss. If his name were Capone or Gotti or Bonanno or Lucchese, the public would recognize Bush and his cronies for what they are, an organized crime family that has taken over the United States government in a bloodless coup. So, the legal question is, when a mobster and his gang has stolen the presidency and occupied the White House, whose job is it to physically remove and arrest them? The armies? The D.C. Police Department? CIA? FBI? The people? And if we remove them now, not as legally elected appointed politicians, but as criminals, what are the possibilities? One, like the criminals they are, they would be put on trial, and if convicted, go to jail. Two, all of their assets can be seized, and any Caribbean or Swiss bank that doesn't cough them up can know the full weight of a legitimate United States government. Three, all of the laws and regulations either enacted or rescinded by these criminals will become automatically invalid or reversed, as the case may be. Do we want our country back? Do we want it back in 30 or 40 or 50 years? Do we want it back now? Diana in Florida. Be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush. Well, give a country a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. George W. Bush. Well, give a country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush will give a country a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. Now Republicans and Democrats and independents too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will too.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader Bush has promised a veto from the start, but it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And
you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mission. The mission is one that will be that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
All right, back to your phone calls. Tony is calling from Queens, New York. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, good night. Good night, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you?
Listen, why don't we boycott all the media? This media, these TV reporters and these newspaper reporters who are feeding us all this propaganda, who would even stand up and ask a real question. Why don't we just get a national boycott and boycott these people, man? They have no shame.
I don't know how you do that. I mean, how do you tell people stop reading newspapers, stop listening to radio, stop watching television? I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do it, Tony. Well, you know, how would you do it?
Fake news, man. They tell us a fake war with a fake president. It's all fake news.
All right. Since a boycott would never work, it just wouldn't work. What you do is what we try to do on this network, and what Media Matters tries to do, and what Editor and Publisher tries to do. All these websites, what Raw Story does, what TV News Lies does, all these great websites, Democratic Underground, a Buzzflash, Common Dreams, a Bart Cop. It just goes on and on. There's so many websites out there where the truth is brought out. That's the thing to do. We can't. just take a negative approach. It's got to be a positive approach. Look, I subscribe to the New York Times. I subscribe to the Journal Constitution. I watch television. I try not to watch a whole lot because, you know, I want to retain just a little shred of my sanity. And I know I'm being lied to. I know I'm being conned. And that's one of the reasons I'm on this program. That's one of the reasons I'm on this network. That's one of the reasons, you know, I listen to you. That's one of the reasons I go to these websites I just named. That's the best you can do, Tony. You can't boycott it. It won't work.
My God, that's me and you. We who have intelligence, who know anything about the third Reich, couldn't see what's going on, but the rest of the population, the rest of this country, they don't know what the hell is going on. They don't even know who the third Reich is.
Then that's all the more reason to have programs like this one. And to talk about Democratic Underground, to talk about Common Dreams, to talk about Bart Cop, so that people will hear that and go, what is that? And go check it out. You see what I'm saying? I hear you. I understand.
Joseph Goebbels would be,
right.
He would be, his dream would have Fox, would be to have Fox Network.
Oh, that hell yeah. Oh, absolutely. 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 Total Nazis. Total Nazis. All right, I got your point. Tony, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. I'm sorry I don't have a... I couldn't agree with you on that. I understand where you're coming from, though. Sure, the best thing to do is just say to hell with all of them and walk away. Well, that's the second best thing to do. The best thing to do is stand and fight. Stand and fight. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Buenas noches, Miguel.
Hey, buenas noches a tu.
How are you doing tonight? I'm so glad to talk to you again, my friend. I called the White House with a comment to the comment line, and told the receptionist that Bush's little photo op didn't fool anybody, and it certainly didn't fool me. And I was very surprised that she seemed very nonchalant about it. I don't know whether she's been getting a lot of comments like that, or she's just good at her job, or what. But there was just no discernible reaction. It was just like, thank you. You know, so I don't know. I love the concept that the emailer wrote in about putting impeached Bush on the currency. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a grassroots effort that everybody can do. And
not that you or I would advocate that.
No, of course not.
You
no,
know, but
I mean,
it's a nice concept.
People,
yeah,
it's a good idea for other people to do.
Right.
But not for me.
We would never advocate defacing sacrosanct American money. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you, Bruce.
Thank
I got a break here. Put you on hold. We'll come back right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Gasoline's a short supply. ExxonMobil is barely getting by. With millions in profits, it's just another lie. They don't make you red state. They don't make you red state. They don't make you red state blue. Yeah.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! The walls are brighter! The furniture looks fabulous! The colors are more vibrant!
That's Philips Natural Light at work! Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips. Sense and simplicity.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me. For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. and it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
25 before the hour. Back to Bruce in California. All right, Bruce.
I believe, one of your first callers tonight was Allison, and she said something about what can we do, you know, what is it we can do. And actually, there isn't too much, but this little thing of the currency is one way to make the voice heard and make people see it and think about it. Another thing was that I just, on Democrats.com, they have a list of the email addresses of all the major pollsters, and they're asking people to email them and ask why they're not asking the impeachment question. The question was asked over and over and over again during Clinton's time, long before there was any charges filed, and the question is simply being avoided. It's only been asked in two separate polls. One on June 30th was 42% favored impeachment if they found that he lied about Iraq.
Yeah, if he lied.
Of course, if. And the other was 50% felt that he should be impeached. That was just October 11th, I believe,
right.
2 days ago. So the point that I'm trying to make is that that's something else that people can do is go over to Democrats.com, find the list of pollsters, and email each one of them asking them why they're not asking questions about impeachment. Unless the question gets on the public dialogue, you know, it's being avoided.
Right.
And by putting the polls out there, people can't help but report what the polls say.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, if people want to know what they can do, personally, I wrote an email, an individual email, not one bulk email, to each individual pollster, and I used the same text, but basically I just had three sentences. I just simply said, you know, what's up with this? And you know, left it very, very brief and to the point. And you know, if you're not asking the questions that the American people are asking, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good point. Let me know if you get a response.
If I get a response, it's because you'll see polls asking questions about impeachment.
Well, that's true. That's
right.
True.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks,
all
Bruce.
Your time. You do a wonderful job. You were great on Jerry Springer today.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Yeah, I get to do Springer's program, I guess, every time there's a Jewish holiday. When's the next one, Kathy? Huh? When is, what's up next?
Would it be Hanukkah?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hanukkah.
When's Passover? Is that before or after? I'm such a goy.
It's in the spring.
Sorry, that's in the spring.
Right.
I just remember I wore a sweater, and so I couldn't remember if it was the fall. Or
You remember you wore a sweater.
We went to dinner with our friends, and Jack was beating Eliyahu back at the door. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. When we went to the Seder dinner. Yeah, and Jack jumped up to go beat the angel away from the door, who was swooping down to do what? Is swooping down to get the firstborn? No, what?
I don't know. Why is tonight different from all the others?
Because Bush was on television today with his lying, filthy, disgusting charade. Jack is calling from Palm Beach, Florida. Jack, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program. We'll have Jack here in a second. There's Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, it did.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
They should take about numerous people from the government and indict them under the RICO Act. Under the RICO Act, it's an organized, continuing conspiracy.
Right.
And that's what they got the mafia under. You can indict a dead man. You can get all these guys. They'll squeal on Bush. But I'll tell you what Mr. Bush's salvation is. He knows he's in trouble. His salvation is this, sir.
He
has to bring forward the military. He has to carry military law. He has to bring that forward. When he does that, were sunk. And he's doing that solely with this scare, with this bird disease. He wants Congress to give him the authority. When he gets that, then he'll really roll. You believe that, sir?
Well, I wouldn't put anything past these bastards. I do believe that there is a potential, a possible threat from this flu. We haven't had a pandemic in this country.
This has been going on for 3 years.
No, we haven't had a real global pandemic since the mid-50s, and a flu pandemic. And I think one is coming. I think it's just the nature of flu viruses. Now, here's the thing, though. Bush, being the opportunistic little Nazi that he is, when something terrible happens, like 9/11, the devastation on the American Gulf Coast, he uses that to his advantage.
He didn't use the cow disease, and they got trouble in this country with the cow.
Well, yeah, but they're only only a couple of cows. But
they're going to ruin the meat industry.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. But what we're talking about here is Bush and this avian flu. I think he will use it if given an opportunity. He would use his own mother to institute a police state in this country, and the people around him would too. So. Is he an opportunistic Nazi? Yeah, he doesn't have the courage.
Well, he read Stalin and he read Mein Kampf. But all of these idiots aren't smart enough to do what Stalin did and what Hitler did, because they shoot themselves in the foot before they get there.
Well, I hear you, Jack. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, no, I got to go. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I don't think Jack means Stalin and Hitler. They weren't smart as Stalin and Hitler. He means they weren't as organized as Stalin and Hitler. Right? I'm sure that's what Jack meant. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello again, Mike. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm really bummed out that I had to miss you when you were here in New York the last time. I will definitely come down at some point. I hope you'll come back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You betcha.
Good. Because, you know, my town is great in the fall. Anyway, the reason I called was, I'm just wondering what your take is. Why all of a sudden does Karl Rove seem to be falling down on the job? Do you think that he's so rattled by what's going on? That means, you know, they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer, but they've always been pretty sly about photo ops and about propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so obvious, and it's so they got caught so easily. And it just, it floors me, quite frankly. And it's... all of the mistakes are coming so fast and so heavy, and it's like all of a sudden the blinders are coming off and people are saying, my God, the emperor has no clothes, which we've been saying for, you know, since...
Yeah, so your question is, where's Carl? Why isn't he managing things?
Yeah, is he managing things and he's so rattled by what's been going on that he can't keep it together and that he's...
Well, I think Rove is still managing things, but you can't control every possible contingency. These thugs didn't understand. First of all, they don't completely understand the nature of telecommunications. There is always the possibility of an open mic. There is an old rule in radio and television. Don't ever talk around a microphone, even when you know the thing is off, because it may not be.
I'm a singer, and believe me, I know.
Yeah,
the same thing
applies to a pistol or a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever make the assumption that it's unloaded. And these people have enough hubris; they don't care. They don't give a tinker's damn.
They are arrogant.
Well, right, and that's always the downfall of arrogant, hubristic people is their own arrogance. That's what eventually brings them down.
Mm-hmm.
People like you and me can't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party can't do a damn thing. No, nothing. Nobody. They bring themselves down. That is the nature of evil.
So you think it's just because they're just becoming so overt and they're just so full of hubris?
I think so. I think that's it. I think to a large extent that's it. I also think that maybe, possibly, keep your fingers crossed, maybe a little tiny corner of media in this country are waking up to how they've been treated like street whores for the past 5 years, and they're starting to do what media are supposed to do, and that is report the truth. What's the old saying? Comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
Afflict the comfortable.
Right.
You know, I think they smell blood.
That's all right with me.
They're like sharks circling. And
that's good.
I would love to dance on Bush's political grave
and
celebrate the end of his reign of terror.
I hear you.
I just wish it didn't have to happen the way it seems to be happening.
I know.
And
I know.
At the expense of 2,000 dead Americans and 100,000 plus dead Iraqis.
It's horrifying. I think people will look back on this this Bush era as one of the darkest periods in this country's history. We've become a state that sanctions torture. Mm-hmm. We have finally gotten to the point where we are setting up an official secret police in this country.
I know.
It's just unbelievable. Hey, listen, Eileen, I got a boogie. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Reporting the truth. It's more than the media finally reporting the truth than the open mic camera red light problem. You know, when Bush was governor running for another term, remember when he gave the finger to the camera, made a nasty comment about the press? No one cared. No one reported it when he was the president either. We'll be back in a moment.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those dads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real.
10 before the hour. Thanks everybody who put this program together. Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Alex Goldmark in New York. I thought we had somebody else up there during the first hour. Colin, wasn't he there? No, he wasn't? Oh, okay. All right, it was Justin. All right, my bad. What happened to Colin? Is he gone? Oh, that's right, he got promoted, right? All right. Justin and Jason and Alex, thank you guys. To Dee, who handles the phone calls, thank you, Dee. And then our outside crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Invaluable. And the magnificent moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board, whom we never mention. They're very effective. If you haven't gone to that website, to my website, and registered and got on the message board, you're missing a lot of fun. I'll tell you right now, we do not take registration, and you have to register for from Hotmail accounts or Yahoo accounts. You got to use your ISP, a server mail address to get on the website. And the reason for that is because there's too many half-witted morons out there, cowards, who use Hotmail and Yahoo rather than their ISP address. Anyway, thanks to our moderators over there who do one hell of a job. Appreciate it. Okay, Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I've been listening on the phone because you guys go off the air at midnight. But anyway, I have a couple quick comments. I've been listening for about an hour now. And on the dollar bill protest, that's a great idea. We did that during the 60s and the 70s to help get rid of Nixon.
Uh-huh.
And for that thing about talking with, you know, having integrated interracial groups discussing race, that's a great idea. We do it all the time. And since I've been listening to Air America, I listened to the WLIB on the overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention that I was able to listen to Reverend Farrakhan the other night give a speech. And I couldn't believe it. Like, when you read him in the regular newspaper, when you read reviews, they talk about, like, you know, like they make him sound like a nut. He really isn't a nut if you listen to him. So I learned that. And the thing that I came up with was, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Bush and this whole thing with this fake photo op that he was going through.
Right.
And I came up with a word to describe it. I'm going to call it the hypocrylips. You know, because, like, he's a hypocrite, and when his lips are moving, he's lying.
Hypocrylips.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
That's, like, the whole description for, like, the whole right wing.
Hypocrylips.
Yeah. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah, and, you know, like, I figure, like, you know, they have these pit bulls in the right wing, you know, and I they must be Calvinists, you know, because, like,
right.
You know, because, like, they figure, you know, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad in your life because it's already been predestined where you're going.
Yeah, don't you want to just smack somebody for coming up with that idea?
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's the perfect religion if you want to be a criminal.
Right.
You know, it totally supports being a criminal because it doesn't matter what the heck you do. Either way, it's you don't have any choice. You're going where you're going.
Hypocrylips.
Yeah.
Hey, I made up a word one time. Nobody, it didn't catch on. I hope yours catches on. You know what my word was? And it's a great word. Antisappointment.
That's a great one, too.
Isn't that a good word?
Yeah.
I don't know why. If somebody would go to Wikipedia and put that up there and say Malloy came up with that, I came up with that about 10, 12 years ago. I don't know how, but it had to do with, you know, how you anticipate something, and then when it happens, it's like, oh, well, okay. So anticipation. Hypocrylips,
yeah.
and anticipation. Two words tonight. I hope they enter into the vernacular.
Yeah, and then there was one other thing I wanted to mention. On Randy's side, I came across a really good place. It's called Center for Cooperative Research, and they have a webpage where they have several different timelines that lay it out clear. In case there's people out there where you can't figure out how to explain it to your right-wing friends, it just shows you the events, and you can let them come to their own conclusion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a really good article at the Huffington Report by Dave Sirota on
I read that.
On bribery.
Yeah, but do you have right-wing friends? Who has right-wing friends anymore?
Where I live, I'm like a snowball in hell.
Oh, yeah?
All I have are Republicans all around me.
Uh-oh.
So, basically, I'm the neighborhood nut, you know? And, you know, it was, like, really good. Like, I went down to the protest down in D.C.
Right.
And it was such a healing experience because there was, like, you know, all these people and, like, you know, wow, they think
right.
like me.
Well, do you chat over the backyard fence with your neighbors? Do you see them when you're...
Oh, sure.
When you're taking the garbage cans out or getting the mail or whatever?
Oh, sure. But, you know, like within the family, like, you know, my family, we're Democrats.
Right.
But, you know, my neighbors, like, you know, this is a military area, and it's basically been Republican since the forming of the state of New Jersey.
See, that raises the same question over and over again I always have. How can anybody in the military be Republican or pro-Bush? I don't get that. I never will.
Like where we lost so many thousands of people in the World Trade Center,
yeah.
Where, you know, a book was even written about it. It was called Middletown, USA. We lost a lot of people here, and I cannot believe, you know, like maybe like soon, you know, sooner than later that they're going to wake up. I lost a friend in the World Trade Center.
Ouch.
And, like, he wasn't a great friend, but he was somebody that I knew from high school, and we had been good friends at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that they got this guy, Porter Goss, you know, in charge, and, like, you know, there's not going to be any justice, and nobody's going to be...
No, well, we now have become officially a nation state that has the secret police. It's awful. Siobhan, I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in. Don't be a stranger, okay? Okay. Hey, thanks for participating in the program tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Promise. Watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591.